Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on this glorious Monday morning. I have a guest in studio. He is his honor. So do you get a whole lot of folks calling you your honor, or anything like that?
All my friends.
Do they really?
Oh, yeah. It's always mayor something, you know.
I've got, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the show, Mr. Todd Bailey. Super Cat, you can put those on if you want.
Okay.
I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah.
We can wear the headsets. If we get a phone call, you'll need the headsets.
Okay.
By the way. Folks
right.
can call if they'd like to chat with Browns mayor. I think I just called you Fairfield mayor, didn't I?
I don't know. I can't handle both.
Joined by Browns Mayor Todd Bailey, and we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about today because this is a big week in Browns. I know that they've got a big deal going on this Friday. What's going on this weekend?
We got that barbecue on the bump hall. When I won mayor, I promised the people of Browns that we'd have a
festival
event for one event a year. You know, everybody's got one. So,
yeah. So Browns didn't have one beforehand.
Well, they had a, I don't know, it had been like 30 or 40 years, or they'd had chowders, but really that was just for a few families. It wasn't for the whole town or as big as this thing's getting, too. And also that Super Cat nickname, I want to point out, was given to me by Bob O'Daniel, Fairfield resident.
Is that right? Yeah. See, now, how in the world did why did Bob call you Supercat? We may as well just ask. The origin of
Supercat was I used to wear these little suit and tie, and I was like 5 years old, and then that's when he started calling me Supercat.
Well, yeah, I tell you what, it's interesting when you find a name that sticks.
Yeah,
and sticks that well. So you've been Supercat for 40 years.
Yeah, at least.
No kidding. Yeah. I did not realize that.
Yeah.
You see, now Todd and I played football against each other for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Well, a few years anyway. And also, I've known Todd for a long time. How many people live in Browns?
Well, the sign says 200. I don't know. It's around there. Probably about 168, 178, somewhere in that area.
You think you'll have them all out there for the BBQ?
I don't know how many of them will be there.
You're going to have more than that?
Most of them will be there. You know, now that we got the wrestling and coming up, so... my father rented a tent, his donation to the deal. So
well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's 40 by 60, so it's going to be pretty good size.
So okay, as you're going into Brett, let's talk about this, about what's going on this week, and then we're going to get to what Todd's been doing lately, which is fascinating to me. I just love it. Tell me about the barbecue on the bone paw. Now, this is all Saturday, or is there anything
on everything
Friday?
Saturday. Starts at 11 in the morning with the car show, truck show, bike show, tractor show. We had a lot of tractors in it last year.
So you did this last year?
Yeah, last year.
This is second annual?
Second year.
Okay.
Yeah, second annual.
Well, how long have you been mayor?
I'm going on my third year now.
Time flies.
It does. It does.
Are you going to have you announced your intentions to? It's a little early.
I guess. I'll probably rerun.
Run for re-election.
I probably will.
See, this is the thing in the rough and tumble world of politics, Todd. You need to get it out there early so you can just back people off.
Right. Right. you know the way things are going now, Ben. I sort of thought about moving over there and running, but
we'll talk about that shirt here eventually. Not everybody brings gifts to the show, and Todd brought me some gifts. But you always bring gifts to the show.
Yeah, well, I wanted to hook you up. But
I appreciate that.
To talk about the barbecue.
Yeah, tell me about the barbecue. Okay, 11 o'clock is the car show.
Well, that's when they're going to start signing in. And Heath Miller in charge of that, so he's been doing an awesome job. But we got the meat turn-in of the barbecue, which we got the Dream Team judges.
So this is going to be a contest. This is a barbecue contest.
Yeah, cook on site. You can't bring it in there and it's cook on site.
Oh, no kidding.
They'll be getting their Friday. Friday, but
folks bringing their big smokers or how?
Oh yeah, work? Yeah. I'll set up all their smokers over there, and then we'll inspect the meat of a night before, and then they cook it, and then the Dream Team judges: Mike Valentine, Cheryl Taylor, Pat Lovins, and Ryan Lavellet.
Oh so, my goodness! You got those? How the heck did you get those kids get those guys together?
Well, that was a team last year that did it. So
well, that's good.
But I've got them a little bit more stuff, and now homemade ice cream will be turned in at 12:30.
Now, wait a second. Hold on a second. Time out.
Yeah.
Time out. Is it a homemade ice cream contest?
Yes. Glenn Isles is the one that came up with it. Yeah.
A homemade ice cream.
Yeah.
Is this something where guests will be able to
Bruce,
also?
If you want to come, you can be a judge. No doubt.
I got to tell you, I am somewhat of an ice cream aficionado.
My dad is, too. He's really? Going to be a judge.
Is that right?
Yeah. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
And then we got the 5K run.
Hold
walk.
On a second. What's the prizes for the
barbecue contest? Yeah. Well, we've got TJ March made us some nice big plaques. We've got different categories for that. We got ribs.
How many competitors are you planning on having?
I think six last year. So, yeah. But we didn't have it all. Everything like cook on site type deal.
It wasn't all set up.
We learned a lot, and now we've had also Ricky Michael. I'll give him a shout out. He helped me to get everything set up.
Now,
we got rules and everything.
Is it pork, chicken, beef? What?
Pork.
Ribs or shoulder? Or what?
Well, they'll be judged on ribs. They can be St. Louis or baby backs.
Okay,
and then pulled pork.
And, I mean, we're talking about that. This coming up this Friday or this Saturday.
This Saturday, yeah.
Are you still taking teams?
Yeah. We'll take them up until
Friday, I guess.
Yeah, Friday night, late. What if they want to get in there late, we'll take them. We don't know how many's coming. We've had a few sign up ahead of time. But, yeah, anybody wants to get in?
If folks wanted to sign up to something, what do they need to do? Who do they call?
Just give me a call at 618-838-9211. So that way they can get a hold of me.
It's terrible that I can't talk and write at the same time, Todd. It's kind of a
you'll be fine,
occupational
Bruce.
Hazard for me.
And also that.
Okay, go ahead. Also about the what now?
Well, yeah. I was going to go back and say that football when Bruce and his brother used to pummel me is what the truth story was.
That's not true at all.
But we had fun.
Yeah, we had fun.
That's
exactly right. Okay, so. How many did you have the ice cream last year too?
No, this is a new deal added by Glenn Isles, so he wanted to have it. But and another thing that's added is the 5K run walk that starts at 1:30 p.m.
84 degrees, that's not too hot for that.
Well, and there's another
walking too.
We was going to have it in the morning like everybody else, but Carl Pierce was in charge of that, and there's another 5K. We're thinking maybe some people's going to come from it, so
oh,
that's why it started at 1:30.
Where's the other one?
I think it's in Albion.
Okay.
So, and then 1:30 or 1 o'clock cornhole. So
the big cornhole. Thing.
Yeah, Red Chalkcraft in charge of that. So.
How many folks you get come to the big cornhole tournament?
Well, it's you'd be surprised. And it starts at 1:00.
How many sets will you have going?
I think we got 6 or 8 sets of boards. So, yeah. But they really do. Some of the people was going on the 5K run, wanted to. Play corn
as well.
Yeah, so if they
tell them they have to run fast.
Well, we're gonna put them at the back if they.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So if they come on.
Do you want to take a phone call?
Yeah, let's take a phone call.
I got somebody calling in. We'll see what they have to say. Good morning. You're on the radio with Super Cat and Bruce.
I didn't mean to get on the radio. I'm sorry.
You need to call 842-2159 then.
Thank you.
They just didn't want to talk. They're scared of you, Todd.
Well, now, speaking of that, let's take the first caller for these front row.
We'll go over those in a second.
Okay.
Don't rush me here.
Okay.
I'm going to get to the wrestling in the next segment.
Okay.
All right. So the
cornhole. It starts at 1, sign up at 12:30, and then Ori Crawl starts at 1:30. Playing under the tent there, we'll be playing till 4, but like the awards will be at 3, so yeah. We'll take a break here.
You'll take some breaks throughout.
Exactly.
And then the big highlight of the day comes on a win.
5 p.m.
And this is?
Strictly Insane Wrestling featuring Buff Bagwell.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be incredible. I've got Todd Bailey in the studio here today. Supercat, the mayor of Browns. We're talking about barbecue on the Bumpaw coming up this weekend, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more about it after these words. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW FM, Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in. I've got Todd Bailey in here. He's the mayor of Browns. You can call him Todd. You can call him Supercat. You can call him His Honor. You can call him Ori Craw. He'll answer to that too. Yeah. He'll answer to the Ori. I didn't realize. You know, Lynn was telling me Ori Craw was actually a person.
Oh yeah,
I never met him.
Me and Glenn Isles hung out with him when we were kids, from the time we was 5 or 6 years old till I don't know, 10 or 15, somewhere in that area.
Why'd you name the band after him?
Well, now to finish up about Ori Craw, he died in '82.
Okay,
and got in a fire there at his place in Browns. Yeah. But I was just telling a story back when we started the band with Lonnie Knowles, me, and Willie the Toe Elliott, and Stevie Hurd.
Yeah.
I was just telling a story, and we was borderline, riff-raff. We'd been we couldn't get our name, you know. And I told some story, and they said, Ori.
I think I remember as riff-raff.
Yeah, riff-raff.
I think I remember you playing as riff-raff.
Yeah, we did.
Years ago.
But anyways, they said, Ori Craw, that's a good band name. I was like, really? And then there it is. It's been that way ever since.
That's pretty cool. How long has Ori Craw been in existence, you think?
Well, that was like, I don't know, in the 89, 90.
Uh-huh.
And then we quit for about 10 years. And then in 2003 was our first gig back at Hog Rock on the Beach. Me and Willie the Toe, the two originals, put it back together.
Well, that's amazing. Amazing. All right, let's talk a little bit more about what's going on at the. We got to talk about the main event. Tell me what is going on the wrestling thing. This is insane.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, they got a little following around here. The Strictly Insane Wrestling's got a little,
if you want to look
got a little following here. You sort of get the regular guys, you know, and then you pick your star. Like they had Lawler and Albion. Anyways, he wasn't available. We had a lot of people wanting Lawler for this one too. But anyways, Buff Bagwell, I'd met in '98 in Sturgis, South Dakota. So I've met him before once. And talked to him.
So you've talked to him on the phone a few times?
Yeah, and he made that Facebook demo.
What's that?
Well, he gets on there and tells about barbecue on the Bumpaw.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I got it posted on Doty's side.
Okay.
And then on mine. So, but yeah, he got on there and put a nice ad on there. He's looking forward to coming to Brown. So,
So he's just going to come, like, spread flowers or something like that?
No, I think he lied, done some allowing about what he was going to do.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
What's he going to do?
Well, I mean, you know, he's just saying that he's going to whip up on whoever he's wrestling or something like that, you know.
Do they bring their own wrestlers, or how's that work?
It's Strictly Insane Wrestling's the name of the company.
Uh-huh.
And, they've got there's all kinds of different ones besides him. There'll be Apollo, Showtime Garvin, Tony Flood, Dalton Diamond, Smoking Jay. Some of these wrestlers too are known.
It's a quality organization.
Yeah, they're pretty good. And then Sam, the guy that runs it, he gets around everywhere. But they have it now. Being Fairfield, Sims.
What time? What time of night on Saturday is this going to start?
5 p.m. it'll start.
All right, 5 p.m. How long's the show, you think?
I'd say it'd be over by 7:30, like that, before dark, because we're really not going to have to set up any lights.
Yeah, I think that was part of the plan, wasn't it? You weren't setting up lights,
right? So we'll, the old Buff Bagley, although he puts on a pretty good show. I've seen him before a couple times, too. So, and he's former WCW champion.
Oh, really?
He was tag team champions. He's had a few other accolades with
him.
Did
he wrestle out there at Sturgis when you saw him?
Yes, absolutely.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How big a crowd's – well, I mean, we'll talk Sturgis a little bit later. Okay. Let's keep on Buff Bagwell for right now.
Okay, Buff Bagwell.
Before we go any farther – you have brought $20 worth of tickets here. These are incredible. Front row seating. This is a VIP ticket.
Yep.
We're going to give away a pair of VIP tickets for the Strictly Insane Pro. What's the wrestling going to cost, folks? This isn't free.
The wrestling's $5. We're going to give away a pair of them here in a minute, too.
Yeah.
$5 general admission, front row, $10 each until we sell out.
That's incredible. That'll be a lot of fun. Folks, give me a call at 618-842-3715 if you are interested in VIP. I've got a pair of front row tickets here, VIP tickets worth $10 a piece. That's the thing. I tell you what, that's the thing, Todd. You're going to get sweat on by a buffet.
Hey, looky here.
It's just amazing. We've got a caller. Good morning. You're on the radio.
Yeah, this is Barb Bruce. I was calling about the tickets.
Barb Bruce?
Yes.
Well, Barb, I tell you what, how about, I was going to say, should we ask her a trivia question or anything?
Now she won, she called in.
Barb, you got them.
Thank you so much.
Hey, do you think you can come here to pick them up, or do you want me to mail them, or how would you like us to do this?
I'll come and pick them up.
We'll have them right here at the station, okay?
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You betcha, Barb. Thanks for calling.
Look forward to seeing you.
Thank you.
You bet. There you go. It's just that easy. We're making people happy.
And, Bruce, can I mention my sponsors real quick?
Absolutely.
Here? Okay. Sponsor for Barbecue on the Bump Hall is the only way that it goes on. I don't get any money from the town or ask for any money because we don't have that much anyways. But so this is all Glenn Isles, Glenn Wiseman, myself, Carl Pierce, JJ, George Edward, all my buddies helping and everything. But the sponsors, Hawking Oil Company, Larry Hawking and Son, Bailey Enterprise, Complete Heating, DiMaggio's Albion, State Farm, Albion, Southern Lumber, Albion, The Navigator, Grayville, TJ March, there in Albion. She's making up all the plaques and every trophies and everything.
She made up my T-shirt.
Yeah, I ordered them a month ago.
We'll talk about those T-shirts a little
Mitchell
bit.
Insurance, JR's General Repair up at West Salem, Brad and Paint and Body at West Salem, Chappies in Grayville, IGA in Albion, Edwards County Concrete, Citizens National Bank, and Gillard's Hardware with the Bounce House.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. These folks,
couldn't do it without
them. They're sponsoring a good time, and it's going to be a good, and you know, we're talking wrestling and Ori Crawl playing. It's a family event, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. We've got the Bounce House, and you get a chance to dunk me, Bruce. You better come. We've got a dunking machine, so.
You're going to get in the Dunkin' machine,
yeah, they
huh?
said they would get more people to do it. I said, well, anything to raise money for this deal. So.
Well, I see now that's probably true. It's, yeah. Like throwing baseballs from how far away?
Well, with you, Bruce, we'll let you scoot up about 5 feet.
That's the only way I'd be able to hit it. And I don't think I'd be able to. I don't think I'd be able to hit it from there. Can people request that the dunking booth accidentally be left open faced for errant throws?
No, I'll have my bodyguard with me still, Bruce, George Edward.
Well, that's wonderful. Okay, this is all like barbecue on a bum paw.
Yeah,
taking place. Let's reiterate. Just tell folks, you know, we've got wrestling, and we'll give away the other wrestling tickets in the next segment. But barbecue on a bum paw, it's a barbecue contest.
Exactly. That's how it all got started.
And are there going to be other vendors and stuff on hand?
Lacey's bringing the Dinky Donuts, I believe, from West Salem. There's a couple other vendors. The Kingsburg Cafe is going to have a spot. The wrestling guys might sell a little bit of stuff. But also, anybody still wants to do that can get a hold of me. If you
wrestle?
No. well, you can, Bruce. Yes.
I'm not going to. No.
Okay.
I'm retired.
We had a team from Browns, you know, but I
was going to wrestle.
Yeah, and then you remember Greg Wayne yeah. Tribe when yeah. he wrestled
oh,
Greg
yeah.
Wayne.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we had to rule those two things out on the deal,
so. Just for insurance purposes.
Well,
like,
yeah, they're covered. The wrestlers all covered. You yeah. know, through their deal.
Is so. The you mentioned Ed providing the tent?
Yeah,
Is the wrestling going to be under tent? Or
yeah, in a tent.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's a 40
so
by
it's
60.
A tall tent.
And it's 40 by 60. No, I got the structure that doesn't have the poles down the middle.
Oh, I see.
Suspended, whatever you call it. So.
You know, that'd be pretty cool, though.
Navitrack, I think it's called.
That'd be pretty cool, though, if you had the poles there in the middle. You could get Buff Bagwell to jump off of some kind of pole.
Well, they're like when they were in Albion, they were too close to ceiling.
I mean, if they really get mad at somebody, they.
Yeah. Well, we'll have security there.
Now, I gotta know. Do they bring their own chairs to whack over people's heads?
I'd say they bring all their own props. But we'll have chairs, you know, all around the ring, and
that's
so
great. That's great. We got somebody else wanting to call in. Good morning. You're talking to Supercat.
Yeah, I was just wanting to go.
To say that what? What do you do to get into the cornhole tournament?
Be there in Browns at 12:30 or 12. Red Chalkcraft will be signing them up right under the pecan trees. Just come on over and sign up.
Did you get that?
Okay.
And if you need any more information about any of this stuff, I'll tell you what. After about 10 o'clock, you could probably call 838-9211. And he'll help you out, and we'll tell you any information you want. How's that sound?
9211.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, and have a good time Saturday, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You bet. So, yeah, you've got people coming in all the time.
I tell you, the cornhole is going to bring a lot of people. There's a lot, and we got a we're giving back cash and plaques for that too.
Where does the where do the funds go for the? I guess you've got the sponsors sponsoring everything, all the prizes.
Right. Well, if we make any money, we're just going to put it in a little Browns fund for the next year.
Yeah.
And so
basically, you're just going to roll it over.
Yeah. And really, the last year, these first couple of years, we haven't really made any money at it.
Well, it's something that takes time to get started,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, and the donation of that tent, like I said, that's going to make the wrestling to be under one end, and then we're going to have fans in there, and then the band and the announcements will be on the other end, a little stage. So
going to have the dancing inside too?
Yeah, absolutely, and you'll be leading it, Bruce.
Do you get a lot more folks, do you think, dancing in mid-afternoon, or would it be better if you had the dancing at night?
Well,
then you'd have to put up lights, though, wouldn't you?
Well, it's a type deal where we'll play a little bit, and a lot of stuff's going on, you know, so I've got to be in a dunking booth a lot of different places. So
I'm surprised that you're even able to get to have Ori Craw play.
at this gig because, I mean, you're busy.
Well, a lot of people want to see the crawl. And then I got them buddies of mine, the old boy Hog's Ass Barbecue that won it last year from down there to Hardinsburg, Kentucky. He's going to defend his title.
And is he coming up?
So a lot of them like to see us play. And like I said, I'm not going to get us too wore out. It'd be hot. You know, it won't be too bad under the tent with the fans. But we'll play about an hour, take a break, and then play another hour or so there. And then we got the awards at 3. So
I'm talking with Todd Bailey. He's Super Cat. He's the mayor of Browns. We've been talking about barbecue on the Bum Paw. And we're going to give away another couple of wrestling tickets as soon as when we come back here. Plus, talk a little bit about Sturgis. He just got back from South Dakota. And we'll talk a little bit about that. When we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show, you're listening to WFIW 104.9 FM and AM 1390. Back in a smidge. Did they play this?
Yeah.
Did they play this?
Yeah, they did.
When is gonna play this? Yeah. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. I'm talking today with Todd Bailey, Super Cat. He's the mayor of Browns. We've been talking about the barbecue on a Bone Paw, which is coming up this weekend, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning. With the car show and things to do all day long, aren't
there? Saturday,
they,
all day long. You can also the bounce house for the kids. We got the dunking machine. That's a couple of things.
It's rain or shine, right?
Rain or shine, yeah.
It's not supposed to rain, but you never know.
You never know. But that's the reason, and I'm appreciative of the tent part because no matter what happens. And we got a few trees along there, some big pecan trees, but as far as shade-wise, that'll help out.
Where is it in the town?
Right beside the post office.
Okay. So
607 Henderson Street.
So that's like right across from your house.
Right across from my house.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's right there. Easy to get to. And then, like I said, Heath Miller ran that big car show on the back edge and the barbecue guys on the other back edge. So
Easy to find. If you find Browns, you're going to find the barbecue on the ballpark.
Absolutely.
You know what we need to do? We need to give away another pair of tickets.
Let's do it.
Let's give away another pair of tickets to the first caller. Now, these are standard general admission tickets. They're worth $5 a piece. We're going to give away a pair to the first caller to 842-3715. That's 842-3715. Give us a call. And this is for the Strictly Insane Pro Wrestling. It's going to feature Buff Bagwell. Is he related to Jeff Bagwell?
I don't know if he is or not.
You know, Jeff's the former baseball player, Hall of Famer almost. He'll probably get in next year. Good morning. You're on the radio. Are you calling about tickets?
Yes.
Wonderful. What's your name?
Penny Keeling.
Penny Keeling. Happy birthday the other day, Penny.
Thank you.
Do you think you can make it in here to pick up the tickets?
Yes, and my grandson and my nephew will love the wrestling show.
Wonderful. Well, we appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling in, okay?
No doubt. Hi, Penny. How you doing?
Hi, Todd. I'm just fine. How are you?
Can't wait to see you Saturday.
Okay, I'm a little bit older now, but...
we all are.
That doesn't stop anybody. I'm going to have you sitting out the front desk for you, okay, Penny?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling. Go. You got rid of some tickets. Gave away some tickets, folks. I'll tell you what, it's a lot of fun.
It is,
and I've been to those wrestling shows, and you know, you may or may not be a fan,
right?
Of wrestling, it's just a spectacle.
Well,
it's a lot of fun.
When you watch the thing, I always say is you watch it on TV. That the thing's always full because Vince McMahon is a genius. He's still got for a $15 ticket. For even that, you know, they might be sitting way up high, but he's got a ticket for anybody. That's what I like about him, and that's why it's usually sold out or packed. You watch it every Monday, you see it's just crazy how packed it is. So,
all right, you just got back from Sturgis again.
Yeah,
tell me about Sturgis this year.
Well,
was a big deal, huh?
Yeah, 75th anniversary. It was huge. 1.2 million people is crazy.
Good grief. That seems like a lot.
It is. And the town's about the size of, Fairfield, Mount Carmel, something
really?
Like that. It's not very big. Sturgis, not very big town.
So where do they put them all? Is everybody camping the whole time?
Everybody's camping. And then you got the campground Buffalo Chip out on the edge. You got different ones. But that's where I always stay, Buffalo Chip. Those are my buddies, Rod Woodruff, the owner. So,
how long you been going out to Sturgis?
Since 98.
Every year?
Yeah. And it was like so small back then. And you just can't believe how the Buffalo Chip, you know, I got the Woody tattoo, even. The Buffalo Chip was small. It was all small, but an average year 600,000 out there, so you had twice as many people. It took us like hours around Sturgis.
They bring in more porta potties or something? You know some of the owners of folks around the campgrounds, right?
Right.
Did they know this was going to be a bigger year in advance?
Oh, yes. Really? They had extra fields for RVs. They had got twice as many porta potties as they need. They don't
skimp on it.
No, they it was all legit. Everything's cleaned. It was good. Sturgis Town, same way, you know. But it's it's wild. You go in a store like as an ice cream shop, but you look over here, it's a plumbing store.
Uh-huh.
Normally, and then they just scoot all their stuff over on one side and lease it out.
No kidding.
Yeah. So.
Now this is in downtown.
Downtown.
Where does one find food? They got restaurants.
Oh, there's all kinds of vendors and restaurants, and in Buffalo Chip they got four bars, comedy club, general store.
Just in the campground.
Yeah, just in that one campground. There's the road inside there's 10 miles in a circle. Yeah,
no kidding.
About 20-some thousand RVs this year in there, and about 17,000 tent campers.
Which motorcycle did you take up?
I just got that Street Glide. I take it out and then rent a.
Is that the white one?
Yeah, rent a RV from Buffalo Chip. Split it with some friends of mine because the gas to drive one out there is too much.
So they've got RVs out there that you can rent.
Yeah, you just pull in right beside it. It's all hooked up. There you go.
And so you drove your motorcycle out?
Yeah, I have done before, but no, I cheated. I trailered it.
Like Penny just said, we're all getting older.
That's right. That's right. That's right. It's a grueling ride too.
How many hours is it in a car?
Well, depends on how many stops you make. With me and you, Bruce, it takes a little longer.
Yeah,
but it's 1,200.
We're all getting older.
1,200 mile run one way, 1,200 miles, and then once you get there, you get back. Like I said, it's just so much simpler to rent the RV now than so.
Where in the state is Sturgis?
It'd be all the way on the other side. It'd be your top left.
Near the Black Hills?
Near Wyoming border. So it's way over there. When you get on that 90, like I said, the bikes are like leaned. you know, to the right because of the wind blowing so hard. But that 90 goes all the way across the state. That's the long.
Say that again. The bikes are lean to the right?
Yeah, because the wind's usually blowing out from the right-hand side to right to left.
As you're driving out.
Right, and they're, you know, they're all, everybody's leaning to the right.
You
all
can
the way
see it. You can.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it. It's terrible. You know, you can.
Right. Well, yeah. The weather up there can probably get a little rough.
Oh, yeah. It's ripped the, like, when I used to go with Randy Walkholz back in the day, it ripped our, we put our awning out. We come back. It was ripped completely off the side. The wind whipped up. You just never know. Hail that one year destroyed my whole camper. Baseball size hail, knocked holes in trailers and stuff. I still got that trailer. It looks like it took a rubber hammer and hit the whole side.
Is that right?
Yeah, I still got it. So.
That's pretty cool.
Well, not
really.
Anyways, and also, before I forget today, you know, Ori Craw, be at this barbecue on the bump hall, and then come out and check us at Chappie's the 29th in Grayville.
So. Well, I wasn't going to let you get away without giving me your schedule. What right. What's next after August, after you're at Chappie's?
We'll be down at Old Shawneetown. I don't have my schedule.
Did you play Little Sturgis, too? You go to Little Sturgis?
Yeah, I was the MC there.
I know, okay.
And me and that
you
goat
used to
guy.
Go to Hog Rock, but they don't have Hog Rock.
No, Hog Rock's still going on.
Oh, okay.
It's been this will be coming up on the this was the 19th year I've been at Hog Rock.
Really?
Yeah, and then a Hog Rocktoberfest is coming up here in the first weekend in October.
Is that new?
No, it's been going on for over 10 years, that part. But the 20th year, next June will be the 20th year that I've been there with Tim. They call him my uncle, you know.
Yeah.
But
down there at Hog Rock.
Yeah, Hog Rock would be the 20th
was
year
he
coming
glad,
up.
Tell me, because you know the guy, and I've never talked to him. Was he glad to see the Juggalos go?
I don't know. I didn't ever quiz him on that. I never went to that. But Hog Rock goes on in June. And then what you see, Sturgis, Little Sturgis, as you called it, got sued by Big Sturgis. So they had to change the name to Kentucky Bike Rally.
Oh, I see.
But it's in July.
They'd only been going on for Little Sturgis. I'll call it Little Sturgis.
Yeah,
you don't have to. I'm not going to
use it. You know, it don't matter. Everybody calls it Little Sturgis still. But
it had been Little Sturgis for
20 years. Plus
why
years.
I wonder why Big Sturgis.
I can't say.
It sounds like Big Sturgis is doing okay.
Yeah, I think they're doing all right. I don't know. This has been a few years back when that happened. They changed it to Kentucky. But that's in July. Hog Rock's in June. So
okay.
So those them never
and
conflict.
Big Sturgis is in August.
And first weekend. In August.
How did the bands go? Who'd you see out there this year at?
Well, I got to hang out with Lynyrd Skynyrd a little bit. Def Leppard, Brantley Gilbert, Godsmack.
Yeah,
those were probably the top.
How do you
ones.
Get to hang out with these bands? I know folks have wanted to know. They've asked me forever and ever and ever. I say, I'll tell you how. He's Super Cat.
Well, it's took years. But,
yeah, you get to know people.
But being friends with the owner of the Buffalo Chip and his son, Damon. So,
now that's the thing that you do probably that folks don't think to do. You'll talk to anybody who's – you'll talk to a post.
Well, I've met – Rod Woodruff, the owner in 98, so I've known him several years, and Legends Ride's a big ride where there's like 500 bikes, and me and him lead that, so I've got to know everybody out there pretty good, and that helps in one way, but basically you go to the concerts at Buffalo Chip, and you buy the VIPs where you go back in the VIP pit.
Yeah.
And then you get it, and I usually, you know, knock on wood, I sort of get
Yeah. Did you get on stage with anybody this time?
No, that hadn't happened since 2009.
That
Buck
hadn't
Cherry.
Happened since Buck Cherry?
Yeah. Andy Warhol said everybody's famous for 15 minutes. I've only got about 8 left, Bruce.
I was going to say, you're always on stage for a song or two.
Yeah, I still got a little bit left.
We're talking with Todd Bailey of Browns. We're talking about the barbecue in a bone paw, which is this weekend. I've got a couple minutes. Let's reiterate what's going on this weekend. Starting when?
Starting with the car show sign in, like 10 to 11 o'clock, sign in, car show, bike show, truck show, tractor show. And then the barbecue contestants turn the meat in at noon. The ice cream contest turn in at 12:30. The 5K is at 1:30. Cornhole signs up, starts signing up at noon, starts about 1.
That's going to be big time.
Some awards at 3 o'clock.
Well, you're going to have the awards for the running, probably.
Running and the car show, and then the cornhole will be later. And then the wrestling with Buff Bagwell and all the insane, strictly insane wrestlers.
You know, you called it you're just calling it a car show. That's not just a car show, is it?
No.
Bikes?
Bikes, trucks, tractors.
How many folks do you think you'll get to participate? How many bikes do you think you'll get?
Well, last year we had about 16 bikes and about...
That's a pretty good number.
Yeah, and we had, I think, 25 cars, and the Frog Follies were going on last year, so yeah. This year they're not going. And then we actually had about, I don't know, 6 to 8 tractors, so I know. And Bob O'Daniel, I know you won't believe this, won Mayor's Choice.
Shocking.
I know it is.
Did Bob drive it over?
I wouldn't put it past him. So. Hey, now don't forget, we got to get to those shirts.
Oh, yeah. We got like 20 seconds to talk about. By the way, Supercat brought me shirts today. And the best one is the from TJ March, right?
Yeah, TJ March.
This is Albion, Illinois, High and Dry on the label. I love it.
Yeah.
A new kind of democracy.
You got that.
That's beautiful.
Then this is an important one.
The important one, it's the Supercat Reality Show. Lone Star and Supercat Reality Show, ladies and gentlemen.
Unreality.
Basically. Unreality. I'm sorry. Unreality Show. I couldn't see that part of it. You're going to see me coming around, walking around in these shirts. It's just, they're beautiful. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me on, and I can't wait to see everybody Saturday.
Yeah, that folks, try to get the Browns this Saturday. Should be a really, really good time. Thanks for listening today. Thanks, Todd. We'll talk to y'all real soon.
Thanks, Bruce.
You bet.
Financial Bank First Plus Debit Card is the convenient way to pay for things you buy every day. And you could win $100 just for using it. Now through September 12th, you'll automatically receive an entry in our First Plus Cashback Sweepstakes every time you make a purchase or pay a bill with your First Plus card. All entries go into our weekly random drawing for a $100 cash prize. Don't miss out on your chance to win. No purchase necessary to enter or win. See official rules at any First Financial Bank branch. Member FDIC.
For WFIW News, I'm Len Wells. Here are some stories you can hear today on WFIW News. The 2012 murders of Jesse